Blair says vaccinated should enjoy greater freedom, touts global vaccine passport scheme. By Victoria Friedman on June 12, 2021. Former Prime Minister Tony Blair has said there should be a distinction between the vaccinated and unvaccinated, and that those who have been inoculated against the Chinese coronavirus should be able to enjoy greater freedom from restrictions and to travel. Following on from findings from last week's report from the Tony Blair Institute for Global Change, which argued for vaccinated people to have more freedoms, global vaccine passport advocate Blair told Sky News on Friday, "I believe there should be a distinction between those who are vaccinated and those who are unvaccinated. People who are vaccinated should be able to enjoy greater freedom to travel and greater freedom from restrictions. Most countries around the world are drawing this distinction," said the Iraq War architect. Asked whether vaccine passports were unequal or unfair, Mr. Blair appeared not to understand why people would choose not to be vaccinated, saying, "I confess, I really don't understand this point. We offer vaccines to everybody, and we offer them for free." Aside from those with medical exemptions, Blair appeared entirely unsympathetic to those declining the vaccine, saying, "If someone who's entitled to be vaccinated chooses not to be vaccinated, that's their choice. But we should take account of the fact that those who are fully vaccinated are less of a risk for the disease than those who aren't." He added that, during the G7, the world's largest economies should discuss a proper and secure way of doing international travel based on agreed standards on verifying vaccination. A call he had made since January when he said that the UK should take the lead amongst G7 nations in the development of a global COVID travel pass. "Because in the end, the world will have to get vaccinated," Blair claimed on Friday. Blair was also unrepentant of his failed attempts to impose biometric identification cards on Britons when he was Prime Minister, going as far as to claim that, eventually, he will be vindicated. "I happen to think the case for biometric ID, as actually an instrument in the hands of citizens to help them with their daily lives, is overwhelming," the former Labour Prime Minister said. Predicting a dystopian future where every person has such a document, the globalist added, "In years to come, most countries will move in that direction." Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.